Welcome to Minored.com podcast. This is your host, Mark Minor, and we're gearing up for our national Minored and Minor family reunion the weekend of June 21st to the 23rd on the theme of What's Your Legacy? With us today on the podcast is Carrie Fraz, a dear friend of mine. Carrie is a lawyer of many years' experience, but more important, he is a strong believer, an advocate for the power of prayer. And Carrie is going to lead our family-wide experimental prayer service on Sunday morning at the Days Inn Hotel in Donegal, right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike exit. Carrie, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Mark, it's great to be with you. Really looking forward to seeing the Minor clan. This is one of the most interesting family reunion concepts I've ever heard of, so I'm looking forward to being a witness to it.
Well, we've got a couple of families who are actually going to be returning, coming to Western Pennsylvania for the first time ever since their ancestors left here right after the War of 1812.
So well, they will love it.
We're bringing people back to Pittsburgh and teaching them that their ancient family roots are right here in the Pittsburgh region. Carrie, clearly you're a very accomplished attorney, but you are really just a huge advocate of the power of prayer, and you've been at it for many, many years. Tell us a little bit about prayer. Do you have to be religious to be a person who prays?
Well, if you mean by religious somebody who uses all the current sort of God talk lingo and is quite tightly affiliated with a church, no, you definitely do not have to be religious. The great thing about prayer, in that religious in that sense, the great thing about prayer is that it's between you and the creator of the universe. And it's an amazing discipline. It's an amazing act. And the power in prayer is something to behold, something to experience.
As you look back over your many years of your own personal journey and experience with the experiment of prayer, what can you look back to as really proof positive that prayer can be effective?
I think perhaps my own journey. I was not a religious person at all, not particularly interested in it. Praying for me that I would discover this rich and really foundational aspect of life, you know, your faith,
mm-hmm.
Faith in Christ, and people in a miraculous way. I suddenly came to understand this. You know, that'll be a story for another time. But I think my first experience was people. I guess you could say praying me into the kingdom. And then after that, it's been my spiritual development is learning to become more and more dependent on God, learning to pray in all times, in all circumstances, learning to listen and developing, and thereby, you know, you develop a relationship. You develop a real personal relationship.
Now, you actually have applied this in your professional life, in addition to having an active law practice. You also were executive director of a prayer-oriented organization in the city of Pittsburgh for several years, were you not?
Yeah, I was. The Pittsburgh Experiment, that's a ministry that's been around a long time. It's a ministry to people in the marketplace. And it's aimed at those who perhaps want a little more from their church than their church experience provides, and also for people that would never necessarily darken the door of a church. And what it's based on is people getting together, really honestly sharing their lives in strict confidentiality and agreeing to pray for one another. And we enter into things, something that's called the 30-day prayer experiment. And that is whether you're a believer or not, no matter where you are on the spectrum, we bring the power of prayer into people's lives in a very specific and personal manner, and let God do the rest of the work. And in all cases, there's an answer, whether it's a dramatic change in their circumstances, whether it's a change in them, whether it's just an insight. It's just been amazing over the years. And I mean, countless stories of how prayer has changed people's lives, and then the relationship with God that they develop as their faith grows is something else to behold. It's really a transforming and life experience.
And you did that for a number of years, and really saw that hard at work in companies, within businesses. I mean, in the day-to-day chaos and anger and frustration in the workplace.
Mark, I could write a book case after case. It's really probably the most exciting thing I've done in my life is really see God change lives through prayer.
Well, we're so looking forward to having you at our experimental family-wide prayer service on Sunday morning, June 23rd. Listeners, you can meet Carrie at the Days Inn Hotel at 10 o'clock on Sunday, June 23rd, for a time of visiting, of authentic, honest sharing in complete confidence and confidentiality. We'll also have a time of actual prayer together as a group. And for more details, including lodging and driving directions, please visit our website at www.minard.com. And Carrie, thanks for being on the podcast.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody and watching what God's going to do within the extended Minard family.
Hey, brother, thanks, and we'll see you soon.